Attention, please. This meeting of the Bass River Township Planning Board is being held in conformance with the Open Public Meetings Act. This notice was published in the Atlantic City Press newspaper and the Beacon newspaper on January 9th, 2025. This notice was given to the municipal clerk and posted on the bulletin board of the municipal building on the township website. Would everyone please rise for the flag salute?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Can I have a roll call, please?
Mr. Adams.
Here.
Ms. Allen.
Here.
Ms. Russo.
Here.
Mr. Neuweiler.
Here.
Mr. Steele.
Here.
Ms. Turlish.
Here.
Mr. McGettigan.
Here.
Ms. Dillon.
Here.
Ms. Fritz.
Here.
Mr. Ewert.
Here.
Ms. Crowley.
Thank you. Resolutions for memorialization, we don't have any this evening. The minutes, has everyone had a chance to review the minutes from the last meeting? If so, do we have a motion to approve the minutes from the July 16th, 2025 meeting?
I'll make a motion.
I'll second.
Thank you.
All in favor?
Aye. Opposed? So carried. There is no correspondence. We have one business application, Niklo, 5669 Route 9. It's a land use application, minor site plan. Mr. Niklo, if you would stand, please. State your name and address.
Niklo, 5671 Route 9, Brecon, New Jersey. Okay, Mr. Niklo, if you raise your right hand, you swear or affirm the testimony you give tonight, to yourself, you got. Seriously.
Could you come around to the front, because that's where the microphones are, so it gets picked up. Thank you.
Okay. So tell us what you want to do.
I would like to continue operating my crab stand. Essentially, I was contacted by Pinelands a year ago, saying that I was in violation for construction without doing an application to Pinelands. I also had more than 1,000 square feet of stone on my property. So I removed the stone, planted grass. That was fine. I completed the application for Pinelands, got the certificate of filing. Then the next step that they advised me was I had to come to the local planning board to seek additional local and municipal approval. So that's essentially why I'm here. I'm not looking to do anything, build anything, just kind of continue what I've been doing.
The same metal shell, I was looking at the plan, it's the same metal shell you've been there.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah, so you're just filling in the boxes, that whatever they said.
How long have
you been working? 2 years?
Sir, this is the third year, sir.
We are, third year.
Sir,
no, yes. No problem, right?
Sir, no, sir.
Okay, how much parking do you have for the use?
Sir, I have off-site parking and on-site parking. So there's parking within the property, and there's also parking.
All here on the side, right?
Yes, on break, right on Maple Avenue, sir.
Okay.
Yeah, we approved.
Is there an approximation of how many cars can park?
Sir, 6 or 7? 20? I don't know. I really don't know. It's a lot of property.
The oversized, the size of the lot, and it's open on. I remember when we did that, when we made the approval for the restaurant that the dentist guy, and we had street lighting. I think there were 20 parking spaces, and he had, that was when the rustic building was still there, and he was going to expand that. And what's the size of this lot overall? I can't read this.
It's a half acre, isn't it?
Yeah, it's a half acre, and he's using less than 1,000 square feet for his retail space.
Right.
So you got your boat parked there, you got your crab pot out back, you got all your stuff.
How long have you been operating there?
This is our third summer, sir.
You never had any parking issues in practice?
No, sir.
Okay.
What are your proposed hours of operation?
So from March to December is when we're open. From March, well, pretty much essentially April to July, it's Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, 3 to 5. And that also goes for September, October, November. During the summer hours, June, July, and August, it would be Wednesday through Sunday as well, but 12 to 6.
You know, I come down this road every day. There's always been a traffic jam, but there's always, you know, never had any problem. I said, I don't.
There's nothing going on.
Board Member Dillon, I have a question for you. Is this limited to the seafood, or are you going to do seasonal things like Christmas trees, stuff like that?
I would like to do pumpkins again, okay, and Christmas trees.
That's during your business hours?
Yes, yes, sir.
Thank you. And I have another question, Board Member Dillon again. Are you going to have the light that points right in your eye when you're sitting here at the Route 9 intersection blinding you? Because I come home this way from work,
okay,
and every time I drive home and that light's on, I'm sitting there blind as a bat because it shines right in my eye level no matter what car I have. It's a spotlight that sits out front to highlight your signage, which that's fine. I don't but sitting there at the light for up to 3 minutes, I'm going blind.
Ma'am, when is that, ma'am?
I can remember. Was that there with the Christmas tree?
Okay, yes, ma'am.
You might have to adjust that a little bit.
Yes, ma'am.
Thank you.
I'm open to do anything needed.
Have we gone to a county yet?
County, what part of the county, ma'am?
Well, County Road, is it Maple Avenue County Road?
Yes. Okay. I had contacted them via through the 200-foot mailing of what we were doing. The list, they were on the list that I had contacted about the meeting.
Did you submit an application to them since you're on a county road?
That I'm not sure if I did or not.
How about DOT?
I'm not sure if I did that either, man.
Have you also, Board Member Dillon again, have you submitted an application or have you reviewed by the board Burlington County Department of Health?
Yes. Yes.
All three?
Yes.
Thank you.
Mr. Adams? Sure.
I will say that there was a couple things going on with flags and things, and whatever the township has asked from Mr. Niccolo, he has to take care of,
okay,
ASAP.
Okay.
Any problem at all, he's addressed it in less than 24 hours. So just want to put that out there.
Understood. Now, the more detail you can give the board is to what specific uses and the nature of your operations, the more detail we can put in the resolution of the board's decision,
sure,
so that you'll know what rights you have,
sure,
versus leaving it. If you start a new activity, you might have a neighbor who doesn't care for that. You don't want to have to come back here.
Yes, sir.
So
my sole purpose is to sell crabs, clams, and oysters. Crabs, and oysters with the Christmas trees and the pumpkins in the fall.
Being seasonal.
Seasonal. Yeah.
Pumpkins look good.
I think it makes the town look nice, the center of town.
It does.
Trees and corn shops also, I assume, in the fall. Trees and corn shops.
Yes,
I have a question.
Ma'am.
Board Member Dillon again. How many employees will you have?
One.
Okay, so I kind of have an issue with this, and you can call me the Karen tonight. You're only coming to us because I want to say you got caught.
Okay.
You've been taxed as a vacant piece of land for the last, as you say, 3 years.
Yes, ma'am.
When you should, I guess that's a question to you, be taxed as a commercial entity?
Mm-hmm.
Would you agree with that?
I don't believe I built anything to be taxed tax.
Your building is movable that's out there.
In fact, on the first survey, I had too close to the road. I moved everything 3 feet back with my tractor.
But it's a commercial business.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but if it's not stationary, it's not taxable.
But the, if the land's, the land's taxed,
the land is
a commercial piece of property, correct?
No, it's still considered vacant.
Mm-hmm. So you don't tax land?
They don't tax it based on the use if there's no permanent structure, if I've got that right.
You do.
According to our tax
laws, yes.
Yeah, but if we give somebody an approval to operate a business on this property, then it's a commercial
within a building,
property.
then it becomes a...
Whether it's in a building or not, right?
Yeah, it's just...
They're operating a commercial
It's a use because it's attached to the ground.
From here on out, if the board approves it.
Yeah.
You have to talk to the assessor.
Assessor, Jack.
But it would seem to me, if you give them an approval to operate a business, whatever that means, the property needs to be taxed as a commercial property.
Correct.
Okay, and did I see something in here that says you don't want to come back to the board for any kind of other approvals? Did I read that in someone's letter?
Maybe. I think what Chris said, he wanted to hear what else he wanted to do at the property. So we heard about pumpkins and Christmas trees, and we heard the hours of operation, and those are the questions I had as to what's really going on here. So if you're going to approve this at some point, then I think Chris would include in the resolution these other
parameters so everyone knows the ground rules. Yeah.
So if he did something else that wasn't on the resolution,
corn.
You got a problem.
If
you want to sell corn, tell us now.
Okay, I'm not talking about corn. I'm talking about him putting the structure on here and going, yeah, I don't have to go back to the board.
Well, we can't put anything else on here without another site plan other than what he's shown on this drawing.
Okay.
So if he adds a building tomorrow, he's going to get a ticket.
Yeah,
he's going to have to come back here for a site plan.
That's a whole different case.
Right. That's a different approval.
Yeah. It's not a. Yeah. This is it.
That's it.
You know what we're talking about. It's right here.
One at a time, please.
That happens a lot of places.
Everywhere.
Now, a question I have is, it sounds like there's two components. One's the seasonal sales of pumpkins and Christmas trees, and the other one is selling the crabs, the clams, and the oysters as a stand. Is there any time when they're both open, or... At the same time, simultaneously?
The fall, sir.
Huh? In the fall?
The fall, sir.
Okay.
Yeah.
And the Christmas is the trees and the pumpkins, are the hours different or are they the same?
They're the same, sir.
Okay. And do you set it up? Do you set up the Christmas trees or the pumpkins so there's some separation so there's no problems with traffic circulation flow and parking and all that?
I haven't had any problems when I do, sir.
Because if the board wants to look to put controls on that, now's the time to do it. Otherwise, you always have to worry about if it becomes super successful, then you start having problems.
Well, it's been there for 3 years, and he's done well, and it hasn't caused any
problems
thus far.
Okay.
If I may go back to yours, ma'am, I originally started as a farm stand because I'm a shellfish farmer. I'm like an aquatic farmer. I have an aquatic farmer's license. I farm shellfish and everything. And at first, the Right to Farm Act pretty much covers me on the majority of stuff I did. I met the requirements for the income for a specialty crop. More than 51% of what was sold there. But then, since I have to do, if I'm going to do Christmas trees, that's not part of that. It's just, it wasn't, I got caught, but things got a little bit, the business grew. So just need to do it, make sure everything's tightened up the right way.
Yeah, that seasonal stuff, that's a hard way to go, man. It's tough. And to fill it in with Christmas trees,
is the Right to Farm.
The pine lands came over after me, over too much gravel in my lot,
And they said constructing without, they didn't, he, on the telephone, the gentleman didn't even know what it was. So he initially got it from me.
So you didn't go to the soil conservation district either?
The NRCS. Yes.
That whole lot was engineered by Chris Cluck as a huge septic, almost the full size of the lot. And all that was gravel that was installed at our request. And then the Pine Lands comes at him and says he's got too much gravel.
It's not that it's too much gravel. The problem that the Pine Lands Commission had is that amount of gravel constitutes a development application in their opinion.
Well, it's not there anymore.
But I'm saying this is why the Pine Lands was concerned, because that amount of gravel represented development that wasn't approved by the Pine Lands because we're so. That's where I think that this whole genesis
started. I'm
not saying anything good or bad. I'm just saying it's the Pine Lands rules, and that's what happened.
Yeah,
it was approved by us here at the planning board when the dentist was going to build the restaurant there. When there was a building there, he was going to redo that. And then he came down with cancer and the whole thing fell through. But when we built that, had him, Chris Cluck, the engineer, he built a beautiful, the excavation was,
it's a quarter of the lot.
Yeah. And then we had him put that gravel in there. And that had already gone through and had been approved by the Pine Lands and had been approved by everything.
Okay.
Now, later on, somebody got confused or complained or whatever, and nobody remembers any history.
Why are we
beating this thing to death?
I mean, let me add one thing. When it comes to
this
property, okay, runoff, he's getting everybody water, okay? Everybody around him's dumping water on him, so we don't want to go into where his water's going because he's collecting everybody's water. So let's be careful with that.
Okay, and it's Willie Billing again. There are two things that I disagree with that Mr. Neuweiler has stated on the record. Chris Cluck did not build the septic design.
No, he engineered it.
He approved it and oversaw construction of it. Second thing is, yes, we did issue an approval for it. However, this is different from the use that was approved by the board, which is why he's in front of us tonight. So let's just make sure our facts are straight. I actually have a couple more questions for you. For your solid waste storage handling disposal, how will you deal with that?
I have Tri-State come to the TDRA dumpster every Wednesday and remove my trash, if that's what you're referring to.
Yes, and did I just miss the location of the dumpster on the plans? Is it on a pad, concrete?
I don't know if it's in
gravel.
I'm not sure if it's on there, but there's one there now.
And how often is it?
Every Wednesday.
I don't see it on here, so I would ask if the board is considering an approval for this that we be provided with a location to make sure it meets all setbacks. I'm sure it's not a problem for impervious coverage. We would just like to know where that would be so that there's adequate site access and circulation to service that. One of the other questions that I have has to do with handicap parking. I know that you have said you have parking on site and off site. Is there any type of handicap parking or any issue with that? And I would defer to our engineer about this.
There's no structure that requires a handicap or anything. Somebody drives up, they're going to just drive up and I guess they'll take care of the handicapped individual. I don't really have an issue based on what's going on with this.
Thank you. And I guess the last two questions I have to do with lighting, landscaping, and signage.
Signage. The only thing I have is a yard sign, removable yard sign. I do have on the front a sticker on the front of the container that's parallel to Route 9. Lighting, I'm open to whatever the board requires for lighting. I'd like to get lighting,
at some point.
At nighttime, is the lot lit up?
No.
No, it's dark on that corner?
Yes. Which I assume I had to come back to the board to get approvals to do the lighting.
No, well, if you do it here now, you don't have to come back. But
okay.
We can't just write a blank check.
Right, sir.
So we got to know. I mean, you're telling us it's going to be conforming lighting to the ordinance, so.
No, it's not open at dark.
No.
You're not open in the winter. So why do you need the light?
In the winter.
Yeah, it's going to be open for some very limited hours because it gets 4 o'clock and
it's
dark.
It's dark, yeah.
That's why you have that light.
You need light or it would be
and
dangerous.
And I was being a Karen for 5 minutes, but
What I would like to do?
Yeah.
Is I would like to get one of those light poles, the pole lights on the corner there, and shine down. Have Lanxy Electric put that up. But I have to, if you could tell me what the process is for the planning board to do that, because that's what I'd like to do, is have one of those.
A street light.
It's one of those halogen lights they put on the telephone pole, and the commercial property pays for the electric for it. Mm-hmm. And it lights up your.
Yeah. That was one of my.
We've got to be careful. We don't.
He does.
He does.
That was one of my questions. So how might you
do it? Got to be careful that we don't blind other people besides our board member.
Where
were you thinking about putting it? It has to aim into the property and not be a nuisance for someone.
The street corner, right here, on this one.
That's a light. That's a symbol. Is that a light symbol?
That's a traffic light, yes. This is Maple and 9 here.
Yeah.
So that's the traffic light. Yeah, I don't think you can come off the traffic light pole.
There is a telephone.
There's a telephone pole, and then the light could shine into the property.
Towards his
where
house.
Is that? Where's the pole in relation to the light?
Sir, it should be right. It's well, the lights on the lights hanging across the street.
Yeah.
The pole. The pole is on the curvature there, sir.
There's a pole right there. All right. So you're gonna. There's a utility pole number on it, right on the corner where the curve.
That was one of my questions on how do I go about doing it.
You have to contact Atlantic City. Yeah. Or call them with the number.
Yeah.
Atlantic City Electric. Right?
First, you want to, there's a number on that pole, sir. You want to read that. Then when you call Atlantic Electric, call them with that number because it might be the phone company that owns that pole.
Okay.
But then they'll put the light up and they'll point it right where you want it or wherever the board wants you to put it, which I'm sure you would point it towards your backyard.
Yes, that's the idea. Then I can capture the.
Right.
And if somehow you want to have a timer on it, because I've seen some of these lights they put up stay on it all night. So,
yeah, I know ours we pay for across the streets all night.
I don't know
night.
If they can get a timer on them when they go off at 8 o'clock at night or an hour after you close just to give you time to get out.
It's board member Dillon again. I have a question for Mr. Little, our board engineer. Is there anything in ordinances that require that the light cannot pass the property line?
I have to look at the ordinance to see, but normally it's a half a foot candle at the property line. So we'd have to talk to the land. We'd have to see what size of light they want to put up there. Mm-hmm. And you can get a decent light without going crazy. So
if he were to have something that showed a photometric pattern with the location of the light that would meet zoning requirements of not exceeding a half a foot candle at the property line, would that be something that you as the zoning officer could sign off on?
Yes.
Okay, and I know that as an engineer, you know exactly what you're looking for.
Sort of. Yeah.
No.
I do a visual. I have a light meter, believe it or not.
I think the only one
being involved with that light anyway.
Exactly right, it's backyard.
Nobody else out there.
I actually have one more question.
We're not in city.
Yeah. It looks like, and I know I'm looking at the small plan, so board member Turlish, if you can correct me if I'm reading this wrong or don't see it correctly, right on grid 9, it looks like there's a 2-foot-high wooden fence that's going over the property line.
Yep.
Is that in the site triangle, and should the fence be limited to being on the property line and relocated?
Wait, where's the site triangle?
That's the other part of the concern that I have. I don't see site triangle. Mm-hmm. Which is not, it's drawing my attention because the fence is over the property line and a 4 foot high fence should not be in the site triangle. So I think that Mr. Little would probably be dealing with that, but I think the fence should be on his property and it shouldn't be in a site triangle.
We'll look at that. I mean, the fact that it's a signalized intersection helps out with the site triangle a lot.
And it's not a solid fence either.
It's an open fence.
Yeah, it's open.
Post and rail.
Making sure we don't have a problem.
It's a triple split rail fence.
Subject to adding on this to a resolution, you will coordinate with his engineer to show the proper site triangle and anything that needs to be adjusted can be adjusted.
Sure. Does the board have any other questions?
No.
If not, we need a motion.
I'll make a motion.
I'll second it.
Yeah, we got to
open it to the public. Oh, we got to open it to the public. I'm sorry. I forgot. My mistake. I'm bad. You can have a seat if you want. At this time, I need a motion to open the meeting to the public.
Motion.
Bob. Second. Menger.
Anyone from the public?
Anyone from the public have any questions or comments they want to make regarding?
I'm just wondering, like.
Stand up, please. Sure. Speak your name, loud, address.
Pasquagnola, 26 French Lane. I was just saying, you might want to say you want to do cornstalks too and all of that, you know?
Well, I thought we said that.
Is that on the same?
Yeah, he did. He okay. Did say cornstalks.
Sure. You were saying it, and
we'll add that in.
That's all.
Thank you. Anyone else? If not, I need a motion to close it to the public.
Motion.
Mayor?
I'll second.
Stacy?
Third.
Okay. Then I need a motion to, how do you word, one word it?
To close the public.
We did that already.
We already did that? Okay. Then, now we need a motion, whether to approve or deny the application. It's for minor site plan approval, permit essentially the existing structures, 160 square foot metal retail sales building with a 64 square foot storage shed and 20 square foot cooler box to be used for operating one principal use, which is a crab stand selling clams, oysters, and crab. The other use would be seasonal, involving the sale of pumpkins, Christmas trees, and corn stalks. The conditions I have identified was during summer hours, it would be open from Wednesday to Sunday from 12 to 6. Correct me if I'm wrong, sir.
Yes, sir.
Spring and fall periods, it would be open from 3 to 5 p.m. Wednesday to Sunday as well.
Minor correction on that.
Sure.
On the weekends or in the fall, it'll be 12 to 5.
12 to 5? Yes. Okay.
Well, sorry, I may have missed it once like that.
You don't want to extend that for the Christmas trees? I just don't want you to have to come back in here and somebody yell about it.
Yeah, so. Christmas, we didn't catch winter.
And special winter hours.
Well, spring, fall, and winter.
Holiday hour.
We'll add in winter.
Yeah, spring, fall, and winter.
Can we adjust the
fall?
The fall winter because it gets darker earlier?
Yes.
Update it clock if possible.
Yeah.
Okay. 9.
To when?
8 o'clock.
8 p.m.
So I can go to bed.
Okay.
I'm sorry, is that from 12 p.m. to
8
p.m.?
Okay, making sure.
Okay. The other conditions I have outlined would, the applicant would submit a lighting plan for Frank Little's review with timers if possible to meet a half of a foot candle requirement of the ordinance. The applicant would also show on the plan the location of the trash dumpster, so we know where it's going to be. Also be reviewed by Mr. Little's office. And also identify the site triangle on the plan. And again, that be reviewed by Mr. Little's office. And that they would also, last conditions would be outside agency approvals, which would be Burlington County and DOT. You have to at least obtain a letter of no interest or you know, it's all existing, but if you need any approvals from those agencies, you have to.
So get DOT them. And Burlington County Highway.
Yeah.
Road Department.
Yeah.
Your engineer will know what to do.
So with that, if there's a That's the lengthy terms for granting an approval if you're going to incline to grant that.
Do we have a motion?
Motion.
Second.
I'm sorry, I missed the first one.
Who made the motion?
Oh, thank
Jane.
You.
Okay,
everybody disappears.
Okay.
Okay. Roll call, please.
And the other thing is, because we have so many board members, not everyone can vote. We can only have nine members vote. I believe Mr. Eward is an alternate, so he can't vote. Yeah.
Okay, roll call.
Mr. Adams.
Yes.
Ms. Allen.
Yes.
Ms. Russo.
Yes.
Mr. Neuweiler.
Yes.
Mr. Steele.
Yes.
Ms. Turlish.
Yes.
Mr. McGettigan.
Yes.
Ms. Dillon.
Yes.
Ms. Fritz.
Yes.
Thank you.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
You can sleep tonight.
We'll have a resolution ready for the next meeting next month, and then you would have to submit the additional plans to Mr. Little's office to satisfy the conditions of approval, and you got to work with the Burlington County. You have to submit to see if they have any comments to the Burlington County Planning Board and the DOT. I don't know is there an existing curb cut, so it'd just be a letter of no interest
on both roads.
Yeah.
There is. It may just be a letter of no interest based on the.
You just need to say that if there is, you have to check with them to see if they have any approval requirements.
I did send them all the stuff. But yeah. I will.
Okay.
I'll have my engineer.
Sure.
Yep.
Thank you.
All right. You want this with the notes on it?
Yeah. Do you sell Tabasco sauce?
Next we have the cannabis regulatory discussion. Do we have an update from our committee?
I don't think we met in a while. I know I was out with my daughter's graduation and her becoming an adult and doing Girl Scout graduation. So we haven't met in a little while. I think we left it with Mr. Norman's capable hands and we came up with the draft.
Yes. Correct. Did everybody review that draft?
And it's been further refined at the last meeting, so it's tightening up. I think we're headed in the right direction.
Yeah. I agree with your draft 100%. It's just fine.
It said something about a map. I didn't see the map.
Well, there's deciding on the areas that we're going to be permitted to have the retail area.
Well, this kind of says it, but it doesn't say we talked about from South Strip.
We talked about that section, then we talked about another section further west
by Leaktown Road.
Leaktown Road area. Right. Well, in terms of the ordinance that was proposed by that I read, I see no issue in there. I think we get past that without any issue. Okay. You want to add additional things about that? There wasn't anything about the.
We just need to add the maps because they're referenced in the ordinance. Right. That's not a big deal.
I can do that.
That way, everyone knows which properties could qualify.
I think the best thing to do, rather than have a map, is we should just list the lot and block numbers.
Okay.
And then there's no question that the map line did move there. I think we should just pick, based on the map that I provided in the two locations, we'll just come up with the lot and block numbers and put them in the ordinance, and it'll be no issue.
Okay.
You can do that too.
I'll give you a map. If you want a map, I'll give you a map. But I think the ordinance.
I got plenty of maps here. If you want the next time you're in, you can pull.
I think we do it by lot.
And lot. All right, we'll go that route.
All right.
Okay. Is there any other discussion on it? Yes, Mrs. Dillon.
One question, and did I see this correctly in the copy that I was looking at? It's under the third whereas class two. So facilities involved, and it looked like it could have been an in or an.
Yeah, that looks like a typo.
And I know when you scan the things and they're converted to PDF,
it maybe it got distorted.
That.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Chris, was there some kind of talk about the cannabis growers that we have at the present time? Did somebody bring up?
I think we did address that.
I might not have been at that meeting, to where the growers could be retail, also?
No.
No.
Okay. No, we never discussed that.
Well, that was an initial draft, and then the discussion last month, we took that out.
Okay.
They would probably like to be rather.
Yeah.
Retail. That's right.
Okay.
A little confusing right now.
So. Yeah.
I should be in bed.
Maybe the lighting's messing up.
Any other discussion on the cannabis?
When I come down Route 9, so I don't get blinded.
Now, I'm just noticing something now. Cannabis class 1, cultivation, and 2, processing. Oh, no, that's all. Never mind. I'm fine.
Okay.
I'm fine.
The only thing that I really disagreed with was the fact that we were limited to only two growers. And I have a feeling that I think that everybody in the farming community should, if they can qualify for a state license, should be able to, if they can meet the state requirements. Even if we had 100, if everybody in town wanted to start a business, I think they should be able to. I just don't
put
like
Bass
the
River
idea
on the map.
Of purposeful restrictions making business even tougher for people. But that's a personal opinion. That's
I agree. Opinion.
I think we talked about it forestry at least 5 acres or something like that.
But that's fine.
Whatever the requirements are.
Whatever the requirements are.
Nobody else.
I just don't know why we stopped on that.
Really, have we got any money? We're really not getting anything.
Yeah, and it's not that much money anyway.
It's not that much, but yes, we are getting money.
It's revenue.
Yeah.
Huh?
Both?
From both.
Plus their annual license. It's the annual license. It's revenue, period.
Whether they survive or not, that's something else.
Well, if we're getting close to the end of the road with the ordinance, it would the ordinance would be transmitted to the commissioners, and then they would introduce it, adopt it. The board's already done its review, so it doesn't need to be referred back, unless the commissioners change it.
I think that the way you rip the ordinance is fine, especially with the amount of restrictions the state puts on just to get the license, what they had to go through. It's phenomenal. You know, so.
So are we stating that?
I could vote on it. I could agree with the ordinance as written. If you want to add that a couple of blocks and lots, that's fine. But I'd recommend not limiting. But that's my opinion.
The growing part.
Yeah, just the growing.
So you
don't think anybody with 5 acres or more can do it?
He's saying if it can pass the state level.
If it can pass the state level.
They can get a license.
They can get a license.
Grow, they should be allowed to.
And they got a spot in town, they can meet the state ranks. They're going to meet our ordinance. That's the way it's been.
Right, well, and how about the neighbors that may not want it? What do we do with them?
Well, no, here's an issue.
I don't know anybody.
Wait, one at a time, please.
The issue could be with Pinelands, with their zoning, because Pinelands, they may not be so amenable to cannabis on every 5 acre plus lot in the town. Maybe inconsistent with their CMT.
I guess you have to check with them.
Yeah, I don't know.
I can make the call and say.
It's an aggregate.
We also have a forest area not in Pinelands.
Yeah.
That you could, you know, somebody could do it. We have property east of the parkway.
We've already heard there's one grower who's basically, you know, in a residential area, you know.
They both are.
But the one more so than the other where the neighbors just, you know, notice.
Well, that's just it, you know, and the problem is, when they were approved, they didn't even put out the 200-foot, you know,
right,
signatures. They didn't do anything. They just opened up in residential areas, and it should have never went that far.
Let's just remember, we can always change this. Let's keep it at 5 acres in forestry right now.
It's not, we don't have that right now. It's not even in there right now, 5 acres.
I know that. Why isn't it?
Well, because the commissioners voted back then for 2 growers and 1 retail. And that's where they wanted it to stay. Now, whether that changes now, I don't know. That's, of course, of another color.
Okay.
we should probably get the ordinance as written in first, and then you can change it later if it's a concern.
Excellent.
If somebody shows up and says you want to grow, then you could update the ordinance, well, or they
yeah,
come here and get a use
permit. That have licenses that came to town looking to buy land, too. Well, that's also true.
But they can come to the board and ask for a use variance if they don't meet the ordinance, and if everything lines up, you can give it to them.
Okay.
You know. Take one step at a
time. Any other questions, statements?
Got to push it forward.
Do we go forward now with this? Or?
I think that first we got to get the ordinance introduced, and then it may just come back just for the determination whether it's consistent with the master plan. That's a standard with all land use ordinances. So.
Board Member Dillon, do we need to have a resolution that indicates that we should be forwarding this to the governing body for review and consideration, indicating that we've looked at it, here are our recommendations,
that.
And then
we
it
can
moves
do that.
To the governing body? Would that be the appropriate word?
Yeah.
Thank
you. Okay. Then we need a resolution, as Mrs. Dillon stated, that we are going to forward this. We've reviewed it, and we're going to forward it to the commissioners.
Motion.
Second.
Stacy. Roll call.
Mr. Adams.
Yes.
Ms. Allen.
Yes.
Mr. Russo.
Yes.
Mr. Neuweiler.
Yes.
Mr. Steele.
Yes.
Ms. Turlish.
Yes.
Mr. McGettigan.
Yes.
Ms. Dillon.
Yes.
Ms. Fritz.
Yes.
Mr. Ewart.
Yes.
So carried.
Okay.
We will now forward this to the commissioners. At this time, I'd like a motion to open the meeting to the public.
Make a motion.
Second.
Thank you.
Is anybody got anything they want to discuss or talk to us about? Oh, come on. Somebody's got to have something.
I just have one question.
Name and address. Name and address, please.
Jack McCartney, 31 East Green Bush Road. Could you... You're saying 3 acres or 5 acres? Which one goes with which for the cannabis?
What do we have in there?
Growing. It's 3.2 for the retail.
Right.
And then five
to grow.
Right now for the agricultural growth.
Right.
Other than our engineer has to check with Pinelands to make sure that there aren't
so
any
two
conflicting.
Different, two
yes.
Different ones.
Right.
Yes,
depending.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Anybody else? Questions? Comments? If not, I need a motion to close the public meeting.
Make a motion.
I'll second.
Thank you.
Is there anything else to come before the board, discussion-wise, board members? If not, I need a motion to close the meeting.
Motion.
Second.
Motion to adjourn.
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? So carried. 7:43.
Good meeting.
The lighting plan.